All right, so I'm also going to go and record the little guide that I put together for common injuries and progressions, and what we use for our coaches that can help our clients get better and continue to make progress even when you're training with an injury. So, common injuries and possible causes. There's several different kinds. We see as shoulder injuries, and this is often caused by thoracic spine mobility and girdle strength. That's the whole joint and all the musculature surrounding it. Those can be pretty weak and can affect your proclivity to some form of shoulder injury. Back, weak glutes, tight hips, poor breathing, and previous injuries can usually be a cause for those. Foot, so if someone's running a lot, poor plantar strength and laminated sort of tissue. So if you spend your days walking a lot, then your feet can get quite stuck, and often the tendons surrounding the foot can have a couple of problems and can be stuck and not really move properly and end up developing a bit of pain. Knee, so we see stiff ankles being the major thing, and that's just being sat down all day for most people, and having poor knee extension, so not being able to straighten your knee out properly or just sitting too much. Then the next one would be an elbow injuries that I see, so repetitive strain. This would come from digging, hammering, fishing, carrying plates. Usually I see this in kind of manual workers. Definitely areas that people struggle with, and can be really nasty because they just don't really get, they're quite difficult to get better because it's a small joint. And the wrist and hand, so if someone falls over or contact sports or even front squats, they can kind of cause pain. Those areas definitely are sort of things that I sort of see and endeavor to always work on. So let's go after shoulder injuries. So most of the time people come to me and they say, oh, it's a rotator cuff strain or tear, or they have an impingement, usually sometimes where we even get a growth, which is can be really bad, that comes over the top of the shoulder. And that's just through poor movement and just too much of certain types of movement throughout life. Unfortunately, if you do have an impingement, there's not a lot you can do about it. But certainly with the rotator cuff strains and tears, there's a ton of stuff that you can do. The shoulders are complex and not a one size fits all joint. So the rule is that you just need to ascertain which movements that cause pain. So for instance, a pec tear, so that's on the front, or tight biceps or anterior deltoid, they cause like sort of the front of the shoulder pain. And you want to avoid push-ups, overhead pressing, but hanging movements such as pull-ups and toes to bar can be pain-free, which is kind of bizarre, but yeah, there's certain movements which can help. Then medial kind of deltoid, so the kind of muscle on the top, that's usually where we start to see some pain, or infra or supraspinatus, just kind of, yeah, sort of in the middle of the joint, and your traps. Okay, so just the muscle just running down behind your neck. These more or less can be avoided. You just need to avoid overhead pressing, and movements, but everything else is good to go, including hanging, which is again kind of funny sort of instance, but for some reason hanging is quite good for the shoulder. Teres minor, so this is the kind of little muscle on the back, and the posterior deltoid, so the muscles that run sort of back of the sort of rear rotator cuff, if you want to put it in layman's terms, and rhomboids, so these kind of two smaller muscles that kind of retract your shoulder blade back. Movements that I would get someone to avoid there would be snatching, ring rows, and throwing, any of that kind of stuff, all want to be avoided. However, in this case, because it's on the back, movements like bench pressing and strict pressing can often be pain-free, which is really, really good. So generally, yeah, you're just trying to look for stuff that just isn't painful and go after those and just change those around if you're suffering with a shoulder injury, and gently kind of building up the ranges, and gently trying to build up the movements and working with your physio on this, sort of that who can tell you when you're ready to come back to the sort of more technical movements or movements that used to cause you pain. So then the really big one that I see a lot is back injuries. So there's a lot of things that go on with the back, and it's not actually a back problem. The back is actually a symptom of a problem, that's going on. So I use rehab. My main things is glute activation and isometric. So that's holding midline stability. So it's developing that core strength by doing like planks, L-sits, etc., etc. Lots of glute bridges as well to kind of switch on that activation. And you just rebuild the strength via squats with light weights movements like a good morning where you're sort of hinging back. You can also use sort of light trap bar deadlifts as well, because it's more of a kind of squat position, even though you're still lifting something off the floor. And L-sits, a really excellent exercise to develop, to sort of insulate your back, your trunk, and make it strong enough so it can support the load, because most people have problems with their discs, and that's because mostly due to lacking strength in around your midline and your glutes. And also hamstring mobility. So hamstrings, because most of us are sedentary and a lot of guys can't touch their toes, which is frightening. You're just asking for trouble. Everyone needs to be able to get an adequate range of hamstring mobility. So problem movements and the substitutions. So I always move rowing. If people have back problems rowing, I move them to the air bike. If you've got people who really struggle with deadlifts, then we swap it. If I'm trying to load someone, if they can squat to a box, then that's great because that keeps the spine in line. Or good mornings if nothing else. So a nice accessory movement, and usually is absolutely fine. Sit-ups and plank, a hollow rocks, they're all fine. Sit-ups usually can cause some kind of pain for certain people, so you just change it to an isometric movement. Kettlebell swings, not great for people with back problems, certainly American swings where you're swinging it overhead. Swap those around for glute bridges or hip extensions, a really excellent exercise to replace it with. Burpees, gosh, because of the burpees and a lot of people overextending their lower back in the bottom of the push-up, I usually just scale it back to a push-up because that's a much better exercise, especially the jumping as well. So coming onto box jumps and step-ups, we really want to kind of sort that out with loading the step up or just getting people to do normal step ups in place of box jumps. Skipping sometimes, again, this can just be glutes not firing properly. Skipping can cause pain, so ski erg is a good option for this because it's a hip hinging movement. It's very safe, very low impact. You could also substitute that with bike or something else. And then running to walking lunges. So again, if people really struggle to run, they get back pain when they're running, walking lunges, build those glutes up. That's what I say. And then foot injuries. Okay, so if I've got someone who's running lots, then you just swap it around, rowing, bike, ski. If they're skipping lots, and you just have to change again for something like walking lunges, just get them off box jumps, weighted step ups or step ups, and burpees again without the jump. They can really be aggravated when you're training for marathons or ultra marathons and spend a long time on your feet. So activity in this case, you might have to limit it, and treatment, you want to go and see a physio and get this looked at, because again, there's a lot of tendons, a lot of very sort of complex tissues surrounding the foot. It's an amazing joint, amazing part of the body, but definitely you want to get a pro in to go and get to work on it. Then let's going on to knee injuries. Thinking about substitutions, so knee injuries, there's many, many kinds. I always try and get people off of heavy squats, and I tend to move them bizarrely to deadlifts, or I get people doing light squats, I'll move them to single leg deadlifts or something, or kettlebell swings if they're really struggling. So particularly people with osteoarthritis, that can cause a definite sort of issue with the joint just swells up, or if you've got a meniscus tear or something, then you just need to avoid squatting altogether. Running, obviously no good if you've got knee problems, so ski erg or bike. High rep air squats, yeah, just lower rep box squats if that's pain free. Box jumps, again, get rid of those and just change them for step ups. Rehab wise, people want to just look at lots of hip mobility, lots of ankle mobility, look at the external rotation in the hips. So that's things like pigeon pose, if you know what that is. And also getting a lacrosse ball and just kind of sitting on the floor with your butt down and pulling a lacrosse ball in behind the knee and just pulling that foot into your bum. That just kind of mobilizes the tissues around the joint. You're just trying to create a little bit of space. There's actually a really good piece on Mobility World about this. One of the things it talks about is terminal knee extension, so how straight you can get your leg and you get it lifting off the floor slightly with the leg posted out straight. Anyway, it's a very, very good video. I'll add that to the notes. Last two things, guys, elbow injuries. So like I said earlier, guys use hammers or painting a lot or fishing a lot to one client. They can cause elbow injuries. It's just repetitive strain injury, and so you have to just take the load off it a little bit, and unless something catastrophic has happened, you just need to reduce the inflammation about it. And I've personally suffered from this when in early days of CrossFit. I was doing a lot of landscape gardening and digging for hours with similar positions, and started to really affect my elbow, forearms and wrist. And from this, the main suggestion is just to get treatment to reduce the inflammation. Usually a good physiotherapist or someone will try and use needles. That tends to really, really help. And then massage the surrounding muscle tissue around it. But yeah, you're going to have to get rid of a lot of pulling movements. Pressing can sometimes mostly will be pain-free, but pulling movements often cause aggravation. So you move pull-ups. You sometimes, if you change the orientation of the elbow, you can move it to chin-ups if pain-free. If not, then you move that to ring rows. And if all else fails, then keep arms straight via deadlifts, because that helps develop a bicep strength anyway, and grip strength, which is always going to help, but without the elbow flexion, and kettlebell swings to get similar muscular sort of recruitment. And last but not least, hand and wrist injuries. They're similar to elbow injuries. They can come from overuse. They're often overflamed and need treatment via a trained professional, chiropractor, physiotherapist, osteopath. Front squats in the gym can cause problems. In this instance, either change hand positioning, so you can put your hands over the top of the bar, or you just work on back squats. And then you do a lot of mobility work around the wrists, and hand is very important. If you can't grip, then you're going to do lots of squatting and lots of pressing and GHD sit-ups. No hanging movements, and running will need to be substituted, because obviously you can't row and you can't ski. So those kind of things. If it's pain-free though, it works. So anyway, that's a good old chat on injuries, and I'm sure there's more to come. But let me know what you guys think. Hope if one person finds this useful, then at least recording this was worth a while. So thank you very much for listening. Cheers. Bye.